This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
How many of us have them? Friends.
77 WABC.
The world is a vampire. Sent to J.A.A. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And why do I...
All right, big, big show coming up. Next 3 hours, we're going to talk to Ross Tucker. He had a pretty good NFL career. Now he's got his own show and podcast on Sirius XM. Tonight, round one of the 2024 NFL draft from Detroit, Michigan. Currently the Giants pick number six, but a lot of talk about the Giants trying to trade up with New England at number three, or maybe Arizona at number four, in an effort to get North Carolina quarterback Drake May. The Jets pick number 10. We'll talk to Ross Tucker. Bill O'Reilly's going to be here. That's the highest rated segment of the week. WABC, no segment gets higher ratings than Rosenberg and O'Reilly, 8:45 on Thursdays. Also, Alex Trayman coming up later this hour, live from Israel. We'll talk about the Hirsch Goldberg video that surfaced yesterday. And Hamas, 5 years? What? Alex Trayman coming up at 7:45 and making his debut on Sid and Friends in the Morning, fresh off an appearance at Columbia University yesterday. The Speaker of the House, this is a big one, Mike Johnson, coming up at 8:15. But of course, we put this time aside every weekday morning for the man. There's nobody better, no matter what's going on in New York, even outside New York, nobody better. Gets big ratings doing the Rip and Read noon to 1 every weekday afternoon. Big ratings hosting weekends, overnights, and does his best work alongside me every weekday. He's the icon. He's the legend. Mr. Guardian Angel himself, Curtis Sliwa. And before we get to TikTok and a few other things, I was just watching your friend, your very good friend, the Mayor Eric Adams, back after a short respite in Miami.
Ha!
And he was making a case with Pat Kiernan on New York One, why Randy Mastro would be the best candidate for city lawyer. Something tells me you're not a very big Mastro fan. Am I right?
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC. If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
No, he's a fugazi. He's a dua facch, two-face. Let me tell you about Randy Mastro, right? He was deputy mayor for Rudy Giuliani. He calls me up one day and he goes, I don't want you hanging out with Guy Molinari, Staten Island borough president. He's no good. He's a traitor. I said, without Guy Molinari, there's no Rudy Giuliani. He made mayors. He made Bloomberg. I said, well, what are you talking about, Randy? Well, you know, he's had a falling out with Rudy. I said, Randy, I don't need to hear it from you, the messenger, right? I want to hear it from Rudy himself. No, you need nothing to do with Guy Molyneux, godfather of the Republican Party in Staten Island, right? So what happens a few days later, I see Rudy is having pizza at Goodfellow's in Highland Boulevard with Guy Molinari. I call up Randy Master. I said, oh, I shouldn't have anything to do with Rudy Giuliani's very dear friend, Guy Molinari, who made him mayor. And I got introduced to Mr. Click. Yeah. He's arrogant.
I know this, but usually when Adams is really dead set on somebody,
yeah, he ain't getting him.
But when he does want somebody, there's an agenda.
Of course.
So whether he gets him or not, that's not the question. The question I've got for you is, why is Eric Adams, why does he want him?
Because
what's in it for Eric?
Because he saw how successful Randy Mastro was. He went over, had a press conference in New Jersey. He had been hired by Shamu El Jefe, Chris Christie, and Bridgegate. And he claimed that he had done an independent investigation. He had a press conference, and I clear the governor of all charges. And then at the end of it, he said, wait, you're the hired gun. Chris Christie paid for you. You act like you did an independent investigation, and you're on the payroll of Shamu El Jefe, Chris Christie. Now, he's claiming he wants Randy Mastro to be in charge of 900 lawyers for Corporation Counsel of New York City, which all day long, all they do is they just stamp, settle, settle, give out tax dollars, don't go to court, don't contest, settle, settle, slip and fall, all other cases, right? Randy Mastro's not there for that. He's there to be his lawyer hitman, like that other guy, Alex Spiro.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
It's all about protecting Eric Adams because the walls are closing in.
One more on Adams. You know, twice in the last 3 days, my friend Congressman Anthony D'Esposito has gone to Columbia University.
How was that minion yesterday, huh? How many? Yeah, there were more Congress people than Jews.
It's true. And because Anthony is a good friend, he got me Mike Johnson today. He's going to be on the show in about an hour. Speaker of the House, he was there yesterday. Twice in 3 days, Mike Lawler has been there. Nicole Malliotakis there yesterday. Sid Rosenberg and Michael Rappaport there Monday. Point being, all these folks showing up at Columbia University, and unless I'm wrong, if I'm wrong, I apologize. I don't remember seeing the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, standing outside Columbia. He goes on TV. He talks about how disheartened he is. He tweets about how upset he is. Why would Eric Adams, in his own city, not stand outside that university and make the same plea we've all been making, which is, hey, Shafiq, get the F out of here.
You're damn right. And, hey, Noam Laden, oh, who gave cover to Jerry the Whale Nadler. I'm a Jew. That's why you got to elect me back to Congress. I'll be the only Jew from New York City. Represents Morningside Heights, Columbia University, 12th Congressional District. Graduated from Columbia University with a degree in BS in 1969. Has he been to Columbia University yet, Noam Laden? Huh? Did you do the deep dive as you were defending him yesterday? Notice, this Jew will not condemn another Jew, right? You know how some of you Jews are. Never condemn a fellow Jew, even if they committed the crime of the century.
I'm not
Don't
like
throw
that.
Him under the bus.
I'm not like that. I hate Chuck Schumer.
So where's Jerry Nadler?
First of all,
did he go to the campus?
I found that incredibly insulting because you were wrong with your information yesterday. Oh, I had to correct you.
Wait. Just answer the question. Has he been to the
and
campus?
And why would I protect Gerald Nadler?
Well, he's a fellow Jew, and he's liberal and progressive
so
like you.
So just because I'm a Jew, I'm going to protect a fellow Jew? Do you protect all people? I don't even know what
Hell
you
no,
are.
I throw them all under the bus.
I don't care.
Republicans or Democrats, I throw them all in this.
I can tell you that he has not been to the
Okay,
Olympics.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
After all that yesterday, all I said is, that's his congressional district. All these other Congress people, right, even the Democrats, Dan Goldman, Josh Gottenheimer, they're all there, right? They're getting a tour of Columbia. But, you know, enough for the Congress people.
By the way,
Where are the Jewish kids?
They're not there.
Oh.
Well, they're Passover.
Oh,
they
please.
Went home.
Passover's over.
I know.
Come on, it's over.
I agree about the Jewish kids.
Let's get real here.
All right.
There are Jewish kids there. And you know where they are.
Where are they?
They're with the Hamas supporters. So I'm asking you a question. If you're a parent and you're wasting your money sending your kids to these universities.
I got to stop you right there. What kind of proof do you have? Because that's a pretty strong statement.
Jews for Hamas. Let me ask you a question. And this goes right to the heart of the substance. You have Jewish kids who are on that quad with others who hate Jews who are anti-Semitic. They hear the chants. We say justice, you say how? Burn Tel Aviv to the ground. At that point, I'm out of here. I'm not here for this. No, no. Rape is resistance. Now, wait a second. This happened, what was this, in 1968, before a group of very prominent Jews on Park Avenue, Leonard Bernstein. And you had the Minister of Information of the Black Panther Party who came and actually gave them a lecture about his book, Soul on Ice, which said that rape of white women is a political act. And even the white Jewish women and the white men, Leonard Bernstein, up there for, oh, yeah, that's right. Rape of white women is a political act. That was 1968. We're going full circle. This has happened before. So, look, if Jews don't defend themselves, I mean, look, who gave shout-outs to these demonstrations? Erdogan in Turkey, who praised Hamas as freedom fighters, right? That's right. Destroy Israel. Oh, that's right. That's where Eric Adams gets his money. He can't condemn him. And then Nasrallah of Hezbollah continue. The Ayatollahs in Iran praising these students, right? And they're all there. If you were a Jewish student, you'd say, I'm not here for this. I'm out of here. And then all these some of the other students attacking Jews, declaring that Jews control the world. Jews have all the money. Jews have all the real estate. Oh, who else said that? Oh, that's right. Jay-Z, LeBron James. This anti-Semitism, I've told you, Sid, it's in the Gentiles' DNA. And you look at me like, how could you say anything like that? Look, over the past few days, you've had Michael Goodwin. I never thought it would come to this. Nicole Malliotakis. I never thought there'd be anti-Semitism like this. And yes, the dynamic duo, even yesterday, you and the Bruce Lee of Israel, what a great guy, right? Mr. I'm going to throw a spinning hook kick and knock them all out on the Columbia. Oh, I never thought it would get this bad. Who's the one person who told you? This is going to get worse.
You did intimate, but...
I said it's in our DNA.
I disagree with that still. I still can't believe it's gotten this bad.
Wait. Yeah. So we talk about Dearborn, right, and all the support for the Ayatollahs and Hamas.
Well, Sharia law there.
Do you know where they met, where they had that rally? The Henry Ford Center in Dearborn. Henry Ford, great, right? He invented the Model T Ford Company, the most virulent anti-Semite of all time. Would have a weekly newspaper condemning Jews for everything. Henry Ford. And then there was Father Coughlin, one of my priests, right there at the Little Flower Parish. National radio show once a week, like Rush Limbaugh. And he would attack Jews on a regular basis, supported by my Catholic Church. And then, where do you think the Nation of Islam was created? Not Chicago, by Elijah Muhammad in Detroit. We've had anti-Semitism for years by all different people.
No, we do. I mean, Dov Hyken made this point a couple of days ago when he was on Twitter. He said, when they said never forget, never again after World War II, it's still here. To your point, you're right. It is still here. Detroit hotspot. Kind of disappointing. That's where the NFL draft is tonight. But it is a hot spot. So I want to move away from
Palestinians?
I don't think so, but who knows?
Come on.
Who knows?
Are they drafting any Palestinians with the kafir, all the Jewish owners in it. You know what they're going to say. Oh, all the Jewish owners are there, right? They're spending all their Jew money paying these guys millions of dollars. Slave labor, right? You've heard this a million times before.
Well, LeBron James has said that, but I want to move over to a different topic. Mike Johnson is set to join me at 8:15 this morning, the Speaker of the House. He was at Columbia yesterday, but he also just helped pass a bill that went through the Senate a couple of days ago, a $95 billion foreign aid bill with a lot of money, too much money going to Ukraine, a couple of bucks going to Israel, really nothing going to Taiwan, and literally nothing, zero. I know it's a foreign aid bill going to the border in America.
No, foreign aid bill, it should be the border because that is controlled by foreigners now.
Exactly.
We don't control it. We need foreign aid at the border
to
save America.
But for all the people that were critical of the foreign aid numbers, almost all of them, Republicans and Democrats, like the part of the bill that says this. Hey, China, you've got this amount of time to sell TikTok. If you don't, we're going to ban it in the United States. Everybody loves that, except for you.
Yeah. Ban it. Nazis. That's what Nazis do, ban stuff. You know how you deal with what you say is hate speech, or you don't like this, with more speech? You don't suddenly start banning stuff. Look at the president. What a sanctimonious hypocrite. Yeah, I'm for banning TikTok, but I have a TikTok account. What does he have, two people following it? These are short videos. You got to know how to use TikTok. Oh, have the Palestinians, have the Hamas supporters put out more videos? Yeah, what about all the young, bright Jewish kids who know how to do this? They should be flooding it. TikTok is not going to say, no, we're not going to put yours up. You put it out there. Let everybody see. But all this, oh, woe is me. I heard all the congresspeople, woe is me. I have a TikTok account. 175,000 people. You know what I posted over the weekend from the 101st precinct on Mott Avenue and Far Rockaway? It's been a month. We've forgotten all about Officer Jonathan Diller, just as I predicted, just as you predicted.
Well, part of that issue, I'm going to be honest here, and I hate to do this, is on the Diller family, because I've reached out and I've even had a conversation with his beautiful wife, Stephanie. And they don't want to do this.
All right.
They don't want to come on.
That's their choice. But March 25th was the murder. It's now April 25th.
Oh,
a month later.
It's over.
And I was outside. And where did I post that? I posted it on TikTok. Why? Because it's 19 to 25-year-olds who follow that.
Listen, you remember when Tommy DeVito, who had his 2 seconds of fame as the Giants starting quarterback, when Pete Morgan put his father on this show?
Yes.
Well, Mike Dodino put up a TikTok video taking clips of me and DeVito's father, not even Tommy DeVito, 900,000 views.
This is young people. Well, what do you think? Most older people wouldn't even know how to find TikTok, right?
Right.
I have 175,000 followers. I walk in the street, a kid who has no idea what a 70-year-old man is wearing, a red beret and a red schmata, you know, jacket. Say, oh, I follow your TikTok. That's how they consume information. So let's shut it down. And you don't think there's going to be another site that they go to?
Of course.
Come on, how stupid.
And
who am I on board with this? Trump.
I was going to say.
I and Trump stand together to support TikTok. You don't
Trump kind of went the other way on this.
Well, I don't know. That's not what I heard.
I think initially he was okay banning TikTok. Now he doesn't want to do it.
That is correct. That is correct.
Now he doesn't want to do it.
He and I are on the same side.
Well, by the way, it's a lot of changes mind. And if you and Trump are on the same page, there's two people in this country that I trust every day. It's you and Donald Trump.
Thank you. But again, this banning idea. Where do you stop? And by the way, you're going to ban Zuckerberg, who stole an election, huh? Zuckerberg, who took his orders from the White House to eliminate any Trump comments or any comments favor. Oh, we're not going to ban them too? Where does it begin and where does it end?
So do you want me to stop now putting stuff on Instagram and Facebook? Because that's what Zuckerberg owns.
No, Instagram is 30 to 39. You got to know your demographics.
Yeah, but Zuckerberg owns that. That's part of Facebook.
Look, that's the only game in town at this point, right? What does Biden say? I want to ban TikTok, but I have an account. What? While you're eating your maple in the morning and drooling all over you? You think kids want to see that crap?
Yeah.
They're all sanctimonious hypocrites, these politicians.
I
ban this, ban that. You had your friends up there at Columbia University. They had dominion. The Jewish kids weren't even there. Oh, we're here to protect the Jews. How about the Jewish kids protecting themselves? You know, when Leonard Bernstein, a Jew, conducted a fundraiser for the Black Panther Party that was saying raping white women is a political act. The only group to demonstrate against him on Park Avenue, the JDL. What did I say? You need to bring back a JDL. Jews defending Jews. Dov Hikin was a member. He knows what it was like when people messed with Jews. You didn't need to turn to the NYPD. You didn't need to buck and bow and say, please, Eric Adams, please take care of us. Kathy Hochul, please send in the National Guard. We can't take care of ourselves. Israel stands together against the world of its enemies because they're tough with a capital T, and our Jews in America, oh, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be a doctor, an accountant, I don't want to risk myself, please, my booby, my Zeta, what should I do? It's time for Jews to act tough. The JDL did it in the 60s and 70s. You have no JDL now. You're going to depend on Gentiles all the time. Are you not students of history? Back in the Reformation, Protestants, Catholics killed 7 million of one another, and they practiced on all the Jews conducting pogroms. The only thing to bring Protestants and Catholics together during the Reformation was, hey, let's take a break. Let's go launch a few pogroms and practice by killing all the Jews. Wake up, Jews! You're soft, you're weak, you're feckless, and Gentiles out there who declare themselves to be your friends will watch you get turned into a speed bump. Not Curtis Sliwa. I'm a righteous Gentile. You gotta be tough. You gotta fight back. You need another JDL, and do it now before it's too late.